This is The Listening Project. I'm Jeff Williams. Today's story comes to us from longtime Benton resident Debbie Clark, who came to Southern Illinois as a child when her father moved their family from West Virginia.
My father was a coal miner in northern West Virginia, and in the 60s, the coal mining industry kind of went bust in West Virginia. It was Barrickville, which was just a little mining camp at that time, but the big city it was by was Fairmont, West Virginia. Anyway, my dad loaded up the Chevy station wagon. There was five kids, a dog, and my parents, and we made the journey to Benton. Back in those days, there was no interstate. It was all two-lane highways, and I remember my parents saying it took 24 hours to drive the distance, and I think it's approximately 600 miles or so. So we got into Benton late afternoon, and our furniture was supposed to be here, but alas, it wasn't. So we were kind of at odds about what we were going to do with sleeping and things of that sort. And a neighbor came and introduced themselves, and they had some cots. So that was our first night in Benton. The next morning, my dad woke us all up, and three of us were school age. And he said, "Get up, get dressed, we're going to school." And I thought to myself, wait a minute, you know, we haven't even been here 24 hours and we have to go to school. And I also thought that in West Virginia, school didn't start until September. So I thought I should have a pass at least for a few days. But he got us dressed and took myself, I was in the third grade and my brother was in kindergarten, to Lincoln School, got us registered and left us there, but his parting words were, when school is out, you're going to walk out of the school building and you're going to go to North Main, which is about three blocks, and you're going to wait at immediate cleaners. The reason my older brother was in eighth grade and he went to Webster Junior High, which was more on this side of town, the south side of town. So anyway, we got out of school and I guess in the midst of all of this, instead of going east three blocks to South Main, my brother and I, we walked north, and I think I counted it, it's about five blocks now, and we came to a T in the road. Didn't see immediate cleaners, and didn't see anything that looked like a North Main street. So panic had really set in. Here I am, hadn't even been here 24 hours and was lost already, with my little five-year-old brother in tow. So somehow, by the grace of God, we took either a left or a right turn and finally ended up on North Main Street and saw my dad coming down the road in the station wagon and picked us up. So after about a year, we moved to South Commercial Street, which is just one block behind the library. And we lived about three blocks away, so it was very easy to walk or ride your bike. And a library was a new thing to me because, like I said, the little town we lived in West Virginia, it had a school, but very, very little else. Definitely not a library or anything. So to come down, my mother brought us down. We all got library cards. And to be able to check out books was just, you know, great, good entertainment. And one of the things that we always participated in was the reading program that the library had in the summer. And you would always have a little incentive that if you read so many books, you got a certificate or a little pen or something. And so I always tried to go above and beyond and read, you know, all the books. And I remember many times at that time you could check out five books in the library. And I would come in the morning and check out five books and find a nice little corner, and I'd sit down and read. And once again, at that time, your parents weren't really concerned about where you were. They knew you were somewhere in the neighborhood. And I would sit down and read my five books and spend the day at the library and then realize it was time to go home and check out five more books and make my way home. I credit to this day that being able to have all those access to these books led me to my career in science. So I eventually ended up at SIU, got a degree in chemistry, and I taught various places, Centralia, Ziegler-Royalton, and was able to teach the last 23 years in Benton as the 8th grade science teacher.
That's Debbie Clark of Benton. She took part in WSIU's Listening Project as part of the 100th anniversary of the Benton Public Library. WSIU's Listening Project is a special series that chronicles the history of our region by connecting people with place through oral history. You can hear more stories from the Benton version of our Listening Project on our webpage at WSIU.org. I'm Jeff Williams.
Support for WSIU comes from Southern Illinois Healthcare Rehab Unlimited, providing outpatient physical, occupational, and speech-language therapies in alliance with the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. Details at sih.net.